I guess that's a big question that comes up from a lot of people, though, is that how can we trust that it's working now in something that was developed in about 10 months? You know, this is the quickest that a vaccine has been developed. How can we trust it?
Yeah, but this is a misconception. Yeah, so these vaccines have not been developed in the last 10 months. All the vaccines that are under testing and under development at the moment are vaccines that are based on technologies that have been around for a very long time. And they have just been adapted now for COVID-19.
How can we be sure, absolutely, that there aren't any really long-term effects, like some people have said? How do we know it's not going to cause cancer when we're in our 50s and stuff? You know, how can we be sure that this isn't a risk that they're taking?
One answer is, of course, you are never 100% sure. The question is, which risk is greater? The vaccine or not being vaccinated? And I'm very convinced that the vaccine is much better. We have this mRNA, and that is packaged actually in what is called the solid lipid nanoparticles, little tiny drops of fat. It's also not dangerous because we eat fat all the time and all our cells is fat. There's no risk coming from this fat. There's no risk from this mRNA. So you're not going to get cancer from that. I can't see anything, any long-term risk, because all the things in this vaccine will be degraded in no time or will just be gone. Yeah, your average lunch is much more dangerous than this vaccine. So you should be much more careful about what you eat. If you started to scrutinize everything you do, like you do with a vaccine, you wouldn't eat bacon. You wouldn't do so many things. And then you always have to also keep in mind that you take vaccines not out of fun, but you take them because there are dangerous diseases out there. We tend to forget this now, because we are usually healthy. But this is very unusual. In other areas of the world, people are not even as healthy as we are. So we have got used to this idea that we are healthy and that's the normal. But it's not the normal. It's the normal because we have hygiene and because we have vaccines.